So this time, you see, I must repair, you see, the kindness. Repair the kindness. So I have the, especially I have this time, I have the opportunity to do that. So it's time my turn to help them. And so in regards to where, how to repair kindness, to giving food and shelter and clothes and so forth, is, you know, these things, and giving external means to the say external things. It is good, but that doesn't solve their problems. That alone doesn't solve their problems. They themselves have been in the past like will turning kings or the kings in Deva realm, you see, kings in human realm. they had all the powers of wealth. At least they had numerous times, born king numerous times. They had all this wealth and power numerous times. But that didn't help them to be free, that didn't make them to be free from samsara, you see, free from delusion, karma. So that's why they're still suffering. So therefore, the best way to repair kindness is, dharma, by dharma. So to reveal dharma to them, first I myself should practice dharma. The only way to, the only means to that which liberates sentient beings from samsara, from the delusion karma, is by all the dharma. And to do that, first myself should practice to realize, must realize path of liberation and enlightenment, you see, the lam rim. So therefore, the practice lam rim, listening, reflecting, meditation practice lam rim, you know, trying to achieve lam rim realizations, on the based on living in the ordination or living in the lay vows, you know, protector, which is a protecting karma, which is the fundamental practice of dharma, foundation of realizations, and source of all the happiness. So this is the best way to repair kindness. In Hong Kong, the famous producer of CDs in Hong Kong, Chinese person, he asked me a question that whether he should have a child or not. He didn't have a child yet. He asked me whether to have a child or not. No, you need to operate. You need to do operation to the door. He's a doctor from Italy. They always does operation. So I'm just joking. You know, to operation the door. His mother died, I think, this year. Is that right? He loved so much, and because he did his best to help her rebirth. So he asked me whether to have a child. Student suggested that idea to make prayers in CD, the various prayers practices. So I did that. And one famous singer there, Chinese, to some short prayer, meditate with the mantra or something to make city there, to help a material project, the 500 feet material statue. So this person asked me that question that time. So I said, you must have a very clear goal before you have a child. You know, you must have a clear direction. with child life. You must aim the child to be a source of happiness, peace for the whole world. You know, you should have that. If you're going to make a child, you should have that aim, you know, to bring up the child with a good heart, loving kindness, compassion, all this universal responsibility, you know, feeling, say, responsible for all sentiment happiness, to grow up the child that way. The child, you see, you should have aim that main aim should be the child become source of peace and happiness, can give so much peace and happiness to the world. So should have like that in a clear direction of life. So then this way, if you attempt that way, then it's worthwhile. You know, so otherwise, see, put so much, as I don't remember the other part I mentioned, but sacrifice so much, suffer, put so much effort, work so hard for child, and child, after you met child, see, with all the sacrifice, you know, dedication, I see, not on life, but material, all this, then child, see, you see, not beneficial to the world. You see. I don't remember exactly what I mentioned, but anyway, it means, you know, it doesn't bring in even peace in the family. You know, peace and happiness is not even in the family. See, what it does only harm, you know, much of it was just harm to others. And no education of good heart. Not given education of good heart. Then, of course, family suffers, children suffers, you know, the life ends suffering. You know, life continues suffering, ends with suffering. But this is only talking this life. So therefore, you see, in our daily life, when somebody, when somebody is angry to you or when somebody is angry to you or say mistreat or you know when they harm you you see even one I say even you see even 1 year, even one month or a year, you see, able to practice patience instead of getting angry, you see, not getting angry and practice patience. So that makes you see, meaning that gives meaning to the life. So that even one time practicing patience, so that makes parents. That makes your life worthwhile. That makes parents' life worthwhile, who sacrifice their life for so many years. You see, since from the mother's womb and from there for so many years, so it gives meaning to their life. All the suffering, what they've gone through, worry, fears, all the exhausting, you know, all the troubles they have taken. You see, so it gives meaning to them. Gives meaning to their effort, you know, to their life. So all this is what they did to you. That gives meaning to it. Gives meaning to this. And you see, whenever you practice not to harm others, it gives meaning to it gives meaning to the parents, you know, all those, yeah, sacrifice, you know, how says, their life, you know. And they sort of speak to little, say, say, yeah, all the worry fears, so how much they suffer for it. So it gives meaning to your life and, you know, and to their life. See. So then, yeah, whenever with a sincere heart, compassion, loving kindness, you know, helping others, benefiting others, so that makes your life meaningful and gives meaning to your parents, you know, all the suffering or they experience for you. So then no question, mental on lamrim is there. Is it? Then no question. That's the best thing in the life. Meditating on the renunciation, bodhicitta emptiness, no question. You know, all the things. then he, in the daily life, you know, trying to live the life as much as possible in lamrim, bodhicitta, you know, emptiness or renunciation, based on good devotion. But then makes 24 hours life so most practical and meaningful. No harm others, only benefit from others. So every minute, every second you are becoming closer to liberation, to enlightenment. You see, by living your life mindfulness in these things, even you don't have actual realization, but at least attitude in these things. with this attitude, so every day, every hour, every minute, every second, you're becoming closer to liberation and enlightenment. That means every day, hour, minute, second is you are closer to bring the numberless sentient beings, including your parents, to enlightenment. You become closer to that aim of the main goal of the life. So of course that's no question. So see, otherwise, then born just to, otherwise then we are born just to cause suffering to others. We're born just to cause problems to the parents, torture to the parents, harm other sentient beings. That would be dealing with the anger, you know, self-chasing thought, you know, dissatisfied mind, desire, jealous mind, all those negative emotional thoughts. You know. Every day, whenever you practice virtue, whenever you're able to practice one virtue, you know, unmistaken cause of happiness. Whenever you practice, every day life, whenever you're able to practice a virtue, that gives meaning to your parents' life. You know, all the sufferings what they experienced, you know, difficulties what they experienced for you. That's worthwhile. So therefore, with the body, speech, mind, every day, every hour, every minute, every second, we should use as much as possible to practice virtue. You know, body, speech, mind. See. For example, even when we even when we do prayers, recite mantras. I mean, there's mental recitation. I'm using the virtue. You know, your mind is becoming a virtue, but if you recite, you see, much supplementary. See? You verbally recite, then your speech is also collecting merit. You see, double merit, you know? So it makes your life more worthwhile and gives you more meaning to, makes it worthwhile the parents, you know? Or the, life is signified to you. So like that. that's an example. So, in our daily life, to be kind to others. So that's, I think, it's very basic thing, to be kind to everybody. Not only the friend, not only the friend, not only the person who likes you. You see, not only the person who helps you, not only that. Even the person who criticizes you, or who mistreats you, and as well as strangers, you know, who do neither. However, I think to be kind to everybody, to everyone, and then that's, I think to be kind to everyone, even to the animals. That's the most wonderful life. Practice that, including the animals, insects, to every living soul or the living being, to treat everyone well, that's the most very wonderful life. To serve in that way, as a foundation. As foundation as a Lamrim practice, Lamrim meditator, these are foundation as a Lamrim meditator, practitioner of Mahayana teaching. That's what should be done to repair kindness to your parents. The kind and respect to everyone. Kind and respect to everyone. And I think this should be the fundamental practice. So now, I think I told that man, that producer, also, I think I told him also the all this problem in the Colombia, so much violence for so many years, so many people get killed every week, every day in the Colombia, I've been there once. So the students, they told me their family members can be killed anytime, they said. So much violence, and the stealing and confiscating, so much violence happened. And then I mentioned, so I was telling him that there's need education, special education in the school. Good heart, need special education to develop good heart, loving kindness, compassion, universal responsibility to the children in the school. And they need special education there in the school. Not only is stretching this in school, but there should be education this at home by the parents. both ways, both places, as well as at home, they should be educated and by the parents. that means they themselves have to become an example, not only saying words. not only the words, but they themselves have to be inspiring example to the children, So that's how, then that's how, see, by giving the special education to them, training, and then all the children may not say, I may unable to practice, transform their mind, but maybe from 100 50 or says maybe a quarter of that, however. So the problem of the country may not solve right now, but gradually through this education, the good heart at school and at home, by the parents, so gradually it can bring the country in peace, less violence, because they say future, say, their future, say, peace and happiness depends on the present. The future of the country, peace and happiness depends on the present children. So, more, anyway, you know, how many children they are trained in a good heart, you see, then there will be less violence in the country. So, I'll bring that. I think I must mention that, as well as in the United States, recent years, they have been young, very say, little boys, you see, had shooting, they killed many people in the schools, so places. and then the say, government become puzzled that there's no what to, whether allow gun, whether they allow people to have gun or to not have a gun. So they say, they talk for month and month. One, I watched TV one night, the senators or the very important people talking about those matters, about gun. I don't remember somebody, I think there was nobody who mentioned about the mind, good heart. You know, how everything depends on the mind, controlling mind, you see, the good heart. Nobody mentioned that in those hours we talked about, you know, all those who talked about allowed to have gun or to not have gun, you know, like that. So like that, as a Shantideva, great Buddhist, Shantideva, that Geshe-la, when Geshe-la gave teaching, he quoted many, you know, teachings from Bodhicitta from there, benefits. So Shantideva, the great Bodhisattva, you see, they mentioned that. I don't remember the word by word again. So once your mind, your inner enemy, the delusion is, subdued, tamed, once it's destroyed, then it's like you have destroyed all your outside enemy. Once your inner enemy delusion is destroyed, you see, it's same. It's like you destroyed all once, you know, all the outside enemy. So once you've destroyed, you see, your inner enemy, the anger, you see, delusion, anger, you have no enemy outside. Once you don't have anger, you have no enemy outside. You cannot find any enemy outside. You see, you don't have enemy. You don't see any enemy outside. Once you don't have anger, you see. If you anger, the minute anger comes, you see enemy outside. You know, you find enemy. See. So if you don't have anger, means you have no enemy. Once you allow to rise anger, then you're creating, you see, then you are making enemy. Then you say, you see enemy outside. That anger, you allow to rise anger, then that anger project enemy, that person, project on that person enemy. That's how you see enemy. Shantideva gave this example. You know, if you're wearing shoes, which is a leather, you have leather under your feet. shoes which is covered by leather underneath. Then it's like having covered the whole ground, the whole earth, by leather. So wherever you go, on the ground, mountain, wherever you go, no thorns goes inside your feet. No thorns goes inside. So it's like, but your feet is very small. I mean, comparing the earth, your feet is very small. But if you have a leather, then wherever you go, no thorns go inside into your feet. So the whole ground, you know, all the thorns covered by leather, the whole ground is covered by leather. It's like that. So Shantideva gave this example, see. So like that, no matter how many weapons, atomic bombs, you know, even atomic bombs, how many one has, that they cannot give harm. See, they don't become dangerous to others. Once you don't have anger, how many weapons you have, they don't become dangerous for others. So like that. So recently, when I start living in the United States, there's a car to travel. So Raja, very excitingly bought one car. You know. What the name of the car? Dodge. I think one student, I think a husband, business friend, I think his friend helped, I think so, the price or something like that in there. So, I was staying in Bajapani, not at the center of the in California, Bajapani Center in what's the name of the area? Santa Cruz. Santa Cruz, in the bush. Anyway, so one student house, not at the center of it, but near the center, on the centers, near the one student house. And so because he's to travel with American passport, then Nepalese passport. So I bought a car that was so excited to to show me the car. So he bought it today, but I didn't go down to look. So the next morning, late morning, so went out to show the car. If I try to think, this is for the sentient beings. If I try to think, this car belongs to sentient beings. But of course, did not continue. Didn't last. I tried to think, this belongs to this sentient car. It's helpful, you know? It's helpful when the time when you think that, but it of course doesn't last. So I have advertised, I had an advertisement on the car. The people have advertisement on the car, the buses. So I have advertisement on the backside of the car. No anger, no enemy. So on the top of the car, the backside, you see. No, say no anger, no enemy. There's a big wheel backside of the car. So it's all money to me. So then I wrote, Om Mani Padme Hum is in Tibetan. Is there also English? Huh? Just Tibetan. Yeah, I mean, there should be English also. And that, maybe that's next time. Anyway, so in Tibetan, Om Mani Padme Hum. So then wrote there a prayer that anybody who sees this car, touch, remember, think about, talk about this car, may everyone say, be free from all the problems and develop compassion and the negative enlightenment. Then the other, this side, there's a message that what his Holiness you says, usually says, my religion is kindness. Then I added the word others, others, said by others. Then the other side, the message is there. Cherishing others is source of all the happiness. Cherishing others is source of all the happiness. So that's the bodhicitta, it's the advertisement for bodhicitta. You know? Then. In the front of the car, we dropped from Pasapani to Kishasapa's place. You see, there's so many animals. So when there's farms or certain area, certain area of farms like that, you see, there's so many insects. They you know, bang on the car. So many died. So in the hotel we stopped, and then I did a lot of light offerings. Did a lot of light offerings for them. Made prayer for them. For those who, all those insects, flies. So anyway, so I was thinking how to make that. Any means to not happen that. So anyway. I thought it might help some, putting something around on the front of the car, you know, some plastic, I don't know what's the name for that. So the wind, that air pushes up so the insect won't, you know, bang on the window, the glass. So anyway, so the, in the front there's a medicine Buddha mantra on the piece around, I think. And in the front of the car, this, on the, you know, this glass, then on that, there's full of mantras, full of very powerful mantras that maybe one is missing there, but many powerful mantras, medicine Buddha, Mani Padme Hum, the mantra by seeing that it purifies 100,000 eons with karma, and many powerful mantras there. anyway, hoping that, anyway, they have benefits that wind touched those mantras. Any insect land on that, touch on that mantra, wind, rain, dust, and touch the mantra, goes away, touch any being, then it comes, get purified, and they get guru birth. So this mantra has that power, so much expanded in the text. So, it should be written on the glass where they bang, you know, where they crash. But of course, that'll be difficult. Then cannot see. Anyway, so here the main point is that so the car is advertising about above. There's jealousy in the center, other side. If no anger, that's right. If no anger, no enemy. If no anger, then no enemy, that's right. In the center, there's compassion Buddha picture. So the people who, anyway, to get also message in their mind, but also a positive imprint by seeing the compassion Buddha. So what happens when you drive the car in the road? So people read the backside. The people who are driving the car, they see the back, they read the letters backside. Then the car goes, they read the backside. Then they come around, see the driver. So many people, they try to see the driver. Who is the driver? I think I also saw one or two person, maybe when you drive very far, I saw also one or two person got upset. I think there might be more, probably maybe more extremist person. I think, but probably they know this Buddhist car thing. So, not only the message, but also there's many Buddhas around the car. There's 35 Buddha, you know, in the prostration. So, then there's a white hara, there's a Shakyamuni Buddha, big one. So there's, I think maybe there's Rama Tsongkhapa, I'm not sure. Anyway, there are many Buddhas around. So I'm sure that some people know this is, I think, Buddhist. So now going back, generating loving kindness, as I say, yong chamba, the affectionate loving kindness feeling most dear, feeling others, other sentiments most dear, by any, let's say, that expression of it. So all these most kind mother sentiments, also my mother sentiments, also mother sentiments, what they want is happiness. But they don't know what's the cause of happiness. No, so what they think the cause of happiness is you say actions done. Now this life actions, this life works, this life actions. You see actions and done, you see, with anger, attachment, particular clinging to this life, you see? With three persons mind, actions done with three persons mind. These actions, they think this is the real cause of happiness, but it's totally wrong. It's only cause of suffering. Actions done with anger, actions done with the attachment clinging to this life, the ignorance. So as Nagarjuna said, the actions born from anger, ignorance, anger, attachment, and non-virtue, from that, then all the suffering migratory beings, suffering tongues migratory beings, rises. So that means, so action with this attitude, all non-virtue. So therefore, they believe what is the cause of happiness is this. Actually, it's all cause of suffering. So therefore, a result, no way, there's no happiness. So this is the situation. You see how much, so you can see how they're suffering. So not understanding karma, you see. So lack of understanding karma, you see. Ignorant. Ignorant in the understanding the karma, reincarnation, three things. So now, totally ignorant in the cause of, in the cause of happiness, you see. And the unmistaken cause of happiness is virtue, you see. So they run away from that. The actual cause of happiness, they run away that. You see. And you see. And that, you see, even they create some virtue, cause of happiness, but they destroy it with the anger and the heresy, destroy the virtue. In the action like that, and the sentiments, they're devoid of, you see, they are devoid of, you see, like the lower realm beings, especially the lower realm, hell hungry animals, even the devahimin, there are times, you see, devoid of temporary happiness. Even those who have temporary happiness, the upper realm, they are devoid of ultimate happiness, liberation from samsara. You see. And there, no question that they are devoid, all the sentient beings are devoid of peerless happiness, full enlightenment, including the arhats who have achieved, who are free from samsara, but devoid of peerless happiness, the full enlightenment. For that, how wonderful it is that if all my kind mother sentient beings have happiness and cause happiness, how wonderful it is. So you see, already, you know, you see, by maintaining kindness, you see, you have realization that all the sentiments of mother kind, you see, from beginning to birth, you see, you have this realization, you know, so they're so precious in your so precious for you in your life, you see. In the one's own life, you see, for you, for oneself, you see, for us, every symptom, see, all these numberless symptoms are so precious. So you have that base, that realization is kind of. So now, of course, how mother want her beloved child to be happy. You can understand that, you know. So like that, you see, now here, you have strong wish. You know, intense wish that so much you're wanting all these numbers and demons you want. You feel how wonderful that they have, you know, they have all this happiness. Including most important, the palace happiness, full enlightenment. then I will cause this. Then you see, great as say, when you take responsibility on you, on yourself, you know, to cause that, becomes great, great love. So when you take responsibility on yourself, that becomes great. You see, now similar. Then, so there you see, you want them to be happy, you know, to have all this happiness with you. You know, how mother feel her child to be happy, right? You know, highest happiness, you know, that she, happiness, what she knows, knowledge, the education that she has, you know, whatever highest happiness, you know, she wished that child to have right now. You see, so strong. So, like I said, to all sentiments, all the happiness after enlightenment. So then if you want, so yourself want to. Then next one, you see, a sentient beings, what they do not want, do not like, is suffering, but they constantly, as I mentioned before already, constantly create the cause of suffering. They're ignorant of the cause of suffering, they constantly create the cause of suffering. You see, they run, they keep busy, you know, running, keep busy, you see, creating the cause of suffering every day. Right? And then, you see, keep busy, they run to create the cause. What they do, that's what they do all the time. So, see, and then how mother feel her beloved child to be, if the child is sick, something you see, she wants. Nothing else to think about except the child, you know, to be free from their sicknesses. You know. Or the child fell down the fire. You know. Then you see nothing else. You know. You see in the heart, honor that child to be saved from the fire, being burned by fire. That's how. So, like that, you see, like that, you see, compassion. You see. So, you feel it towards all the numberless sentiments, and then feeling so unbearable the suffering. that thing, see, how wonderful it is if all the sentiments, of all my kind of mother sentiments, freedom, all the suffering causes, how wonderful is that. Then I will do it by myself. I will do it. They're taking responsibility on myself. I will do it. I'll cause them to free from all the suffering cause. So that by taking, whenever you take responsibility on yourself, then that compassion becomes the great compassion. After that, then, after those realizations, you know, then we see, then special attitude. In Tibetan called laksang, special attitude. The attitude of taking responsibility, attitude of taking responsibility completely on oneself. That's what it is. So when anybody in the daily life, you see, if there's hard work, if there's something hard work to do, then you see, then you tell the person, I will do it. You see, there's some difficult thing to do, hard work to carry or something, something difficult, you see. Then that time, you offer yourself, you see, or I will do it, you know. You take the responsibility on yourself. So that attitude, you lack some special attitude. Rather letting the other person to suffer, other sentient being to suffer and have hardships, and then you take it on yourself, you know. let the other person have happiness, you know. So here, same, like this. So now here, you see, mother who has been kind, you know, mother who has been kind, she did everything to you, then now she's in the danger to be attacked by a tiger or something. See. Then you, the daughter or the son, you see, stand over the tree or on the roof of the house or over the tree, however, and then singing, and then you sing a song, you know, you sing a song. Rather, instead of helping the mother who is in danger to attack by the tiger, then you climb on the tree of the tree and you sing a song, you see. That maybe not dancing, but I think singing. Sing, yeah. So how that is cruel, how that is so selfish, so cruel. The mother who did everything to you, so kind of, she needed help. Her life is in danger to be attacked by a tiger, you see. That is an example. She needed help. So when she needed help, you have the option to help them. And then because you are not in that danger, then you sing song. See, you say, sing song, say, you're not in danger. You are happy because you're not in that danger. Yourself is not in danger. So you don't help the mother. You don't save the mother from that danger. How cruel that is. How selfish that is. So therefore, like that same, oneself, if you has met virtuous, has met the blind leader, a virtuous friend, and have wisdom eye, knowing Dharma, you see, karma, you know, lamrim. So the mother sentient beings, devoid of virtuous blind leader, virtuous friend. They're devoid of that. Spiritual master, showing the path of liberation and enlightenment. Then they are possessed by the spirit possession of delusions.